Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Yes, we are. And this is a special edition of Scrubbing In. This is called Thursday episode listener emails.
Okay. Wow, that was a tough one. Where was the drum roll? Way to hook them.
Yeah.
We, in lieu of a Thursday guest, did I say that right? In lieu? Yeah.
Yeah. We thought we'd make you our guest.
Oh.
Wow.
So anyways, we compiled emails from our listeners and we're just going to do an email episode. An advice, a dear Abby, a dear Tanya and Becky.
Oh my. You just called herself Becky.
I got to go. That's it. It's over. Love you. Yeah. Bye. So anyways, we are going to just do like a listener email.
Ask Banya.
I don't know Tekka. If I like Banya.
Yeah, Tekka.
Anyways, we're doing a listener email episode. So we're going to read the emails like we typically do.
Yeah.
Answer them and then maybe start some follow-up conversations outside of the email.
We have three of the finest. And when I say finest, I mean finest.
What is the email, Easton, if people would like to submit emails for this particular episode or segment?
scrubbingin@iheartradio.com.
Oh, wow. It's iheartradio.com?
Yes. Or iHeartMedia.
Oh, iHeartMedia. iHeartMedia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam is ferociously going through the emails.
Ferocious.
Yeah. Just every time she gets one, she's like, ding.
Yeah. So just know that there is ferocious activity happening in the email.
Correct.
So, Mark, I think without further ado, is that how you say it?
Very good. You're very good with the sayings today. From Anonymous, I'm a huge fan and anxiously await every scrubbing episode. Well, that's nice. Thank you, Anonymous. I have a dilemma that consumes my mind every day. My husband and I have been together for over 12 years. For my husband's job, we moved cross-country away from our families who both still live in our home state. After having my son 2 years ago, I'm now a stay-at-home mom, and it's created a huge identity crisis for me. I desperately want my son to grow up around his family, grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, etc. My husband's job is location-specific. He loves what he does and does not have the same desire as I do to move back home. What would you do? Now, I live this, but if you guys want to go first, you should go first. But I live this.
No, you lived it in terms of...
In the sense that we moved out to California from Wisconsin together, and that was great. And we got married, and that was great. But after our oldest was born, it was very hard for my wife because she felt like Danielle was saying, recently on this show, Left Behind, What Am I? It's an identity crisis, like Anonymous says here, and it's really hard. And she wanted help. She wanted family around, and she was getting very, very homesick for Wisconsin. So here's what she did. I'll tell you exactly what she did. It was two things that really made a huge difference. It's about getting out and meeting people. And the first one was called Stroller Fit. I don't know if Stroller Fit exists anymore, but similar things probably do. It's an exercise class that you do with your child in the stroller, and they have exercises and activities that involve the child in the stroller, pushing it up a hill and all this other stuff. And it was really fun, and she met a bunch of women doing that.
Okay.
And then she joined the West Valley Mom Connection, which was a Yahoo group, which I think those are still around. And that helped too. She get together for play dates with all these other moms that she kind of clicked with on this online forum. And so those two things really helped her create a social structure here. And that was great. And now she has zero desire to ever move back to Wisconsin. And I'm not sure when exactly that clicked in, but it's totally, totally different than it was back then. And that was a really big deal because that was really hard for us. And then the last thing I advise you to do is get back to that home state twice a year for an extended stay. Even if your husband can't go for an extended stay, we would always do 2 to 3 weeks in Wisconsin every summer and every Christmas. And if I couldn't go that long because of work, I would just come back early or go late or whatever. And that worked out great because they know their grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends. They are part of their lives. They know each other. They love each other. And now they all follow each other on all the social media and stuff. So it worked out beautifully. So that's what I think you should do.
I think that's really good advice. I think what it is like finding your people. And I think it's so natural to miss your family and the people that feel that are home to you when you're especially navigating a new phase of life. And I haven't had children yet, but when Danielle was talking about that feeling of feeling like you lose this like identity part of yourself, In my mind, I was like, I get how that happens. All of a sudden your interests, like your single friends that don't have kids or like aren't in that same phase of life, feel so distant from you because their life is so drastically different now. And I think when you find people who are in the same phase of life as you and you build a community around people in that world and people who have kids and are having to navigate, like maybe I'm sure there's a lot of people in your community that are also away from their family. And like are also looking for support. So I think it's finding a group of people who make you feel seen and also give you something outside of being a mom.
Yeah. And I think like the thing is you ask what can I do? I feel like if he's the one that's working and his job is location specific, then there's nothing that you guys can do as a couple. Like you're kind of stuck there unless you want to work and have him stay home. And you can get a job back home where you're from, then maybe that could help.
It doesn't sound like I think he likes his job. I don't know that he would.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like there is compromise. You know what I mean? Like this is the way the situation is now. He is the one that works. His job is location specific. So they do have to stay here while he's the one that's providing. But if she wants to work, if she wants to go back and she's providing, if she can find something that can provide and he can stay home, then maybe they can, like, I'm saying there's options here. She doesn't just have to stay there. You know what I mean? But I do think it is about finding community at the end of the day, no matter where you are. That also changes everything.
If there's like financial availability to do this, maybe you can fly your mom out or your sister, someone who you're really missing when you're having a hard week, so you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, we did that too. That's good.
Yeah, I think having just like help, I mean, obviously making friends, especially as an adult, is not as easy as it once was when we were in like elementary school. So I think what we're saying is great advice. Like, yeah, build a community, find people that are in the same life phase, but clicking with someone and finding someone that you trust and, you know, love can take time. So I think having moments with the people that make you feel comfortable, like your family and the people you're missing, if they can fly out to you and spend some time with you, I think that would refill your cup and keep you sustained in these times where you're feeling down and you're not able to go back to them, because it's way harder for her to travel with the baby now, right? It's way easier for people to come to you. So I think it's fair to be honest with your husband and just like let him know when you're having a hard time, and know that it can't be something that you dwell on, because if you're in this position you're in and he loves his job and y'all are in a good place with that, you want to be supportive of him, but I also think it's fair to have your needs and what you need and be surrounded by family. Yeah. So I just think it's healthy to be honest and also be honest with your family if they're able to help you in any way that they can to show up for you.
Would either of you move for your partner? Robbie gets a chance to join a really great law firm in DC and he wants to move there.
I'd be like, have fun in DC, right?
Oh, whoa. I was not expecting that.
See you when you come back.
Wow.
I'll hold down the fort. Yeah, I don't think I could do it at this point.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Families here, jobs here.
My whole, I don't know anybody in DC.
Yeah.
I don't know anything
in DC. But that's what she's going through. She didn't know anybody where they ended up. It's tough.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to do it.
If my work would let me work, but I don't even think my work would let me work out there.
I don't know. What if Haley wanted to move to Nashville because that's where the music scene's happening and she feels like she'd really
I
be connected
move anywhere
with you? Would?
Or with Aww, Haley. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Me too. Me too.
Right, of course. Yeah, that's what you meant.
But you have to realize, like, my family, I moved away from my family when I was 19. So I've had that mentality of, like, you just figure it out and go with the flow and you meet people and wherever you came from is not going anywhere, you know? So it's, if you just think of things not so like permanent.
Yeah, right. You can always come back.
You can always come back.
That, me too. I'd go with him anyway. Yeah, DC, the moon.
No, noted. That's definitely like the moon.
The moon. Sure. Yeah. I'd go with you anywhere, baby. Marriage.
She said, have fun in DC. I'll hold down the fort. I do feel like you gave me kind of a more fun city to move to. To
yeah, right. Like, I have friends in Nashville. If you want to move to Nashville, I'd be like, okay. Different.
Nashville's different from DC.
Nashville's different. Yeah. Of course would go with him to Nashville.
Noted. Milwaukee?
Not so much.
Not so much. Wow. She said, ouch. I'll hold down the fort again.
I'll hold down the fort.
All right. Good luck, though. We're rooting for you, Anonymous.
Yes, we love you.
I think we should take a break. I think that's how we should do these because otherwise
I'm going to have to. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Take a break. We'll be back with another Anonymous.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back with more emails.
Another anonymous. First of all, she says, my partner is an overnight manager at a truck stop, and he confirms the women's bathrooms are 10 times worse than the men's bathrooms. This is what we talked about. Remember I told you. My dad was a custodian at a school before he retired. He confirmed the same thing.
Ew.
Women's bathrooms are worse. My question for you, since you are both living with partners now, is what advice would you give to make the transition better? My boyfriend moved in 2 months ago, and I love him, but he wants to spend every moment together, whereas I sometimes want to catch up on my shows that he doesn't share interest in. I just need some me time. Love the pod and all of you.
I don't know. I literally, like, when Haley goes to shower, I'm like, miss you. It's so unhealthy.
I know. Do you know what's so funny? I was talking to Robbie's cousin, was asking me, Sabrina, she was like, what shows do you watch on your own? And I was like, I don't really watch any shows on my own. She's like, you watch everything with Robbie? And I was like, well, yeah, we watch it before we go to bed. That's like my time to watch TV, and I'm not gonna, you know.
Yeah.
And she goes, you don't watch something in one room and he watches something in another room. And I'm like, no, never. Like, that was never us.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. I'm less inclined to get hooked on a TV show. Like Haley, when we could watch a whole season of something and she's like, oh yeah, that was not great. And I'm like, you sat and watched a whole season of something that wasn't great. Like, if I'm not into it, I'm out. But I'll sit on the couch and like scroll on my phone or just like sit next to her. I'm not like I have to be enjoying whatever's on the TV.
Interesting.
But like we started the show on Netflix called One Day.
Love it.
Oh, I want to watch that.
It's so cute.
I read the book about 10 years ago, so I'm only like 3 episodes in, but I loved the book so much, so I'm really excited about the show.
Well, you saw the movie, though.
I heard the movie sucked, so I never even bothered.
Oh, I liked the movie.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong, but I never saw it.
I haven't seen it in a while, though, but it's
Anne
devastating.
Anne Hathaway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love the actors in it. I just think it's beautifully shot. I love, they're so good because the writing's like not anything crazy. It's just, bless you.
Thank you.
A lot of sneezing today.
Yeah.
And he was in White Lotus.
That's what Haley said. I didn't watch. So that was like an example. It gave me anxiety.
White Lotus did?
Yeah. So I would kind of tune in. Like I would be like, oh, you know, she'd explain what's happening, but I wasn't like locked in obsessive. Anyways, all that to say, I'll be like, oh, I'm starting this show, and we'll watch it. And if she's not into it, I'll watch it on my own time. But most of the time we have the same interest. And if I'm not interested in hers, I'll just sit. I'll be like, will you like rub my leg while we're sitting here? That's the deal. You watch whatever you want. But yeah, we have never run into the like needing space in that regard.
Let's go around the room. Who's the needier in your relationship, and who's the more independent? I'll tell you right now, I am the more needy, and my wife is the more independent.
Interesting.
Yes, I am the needy one in the couple. I think Tanya, I think we know.
Okay, I would say we're equal needy.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Honest, no, like that's an honest.
I would say hands down, it's me. Like I would admit that. But I think he's like just as needy as I am sometimes.
That was a very high pitch.
No, like when we're because I do say it sometimes, like because we do spend, I mean, obviously we have our own jobs, so we spend our days apart, but like basically at night, like we're together, you know, we have dinner together, we watch TV, we watch our shows together. But I think he likes it. Like he likes that, like, I remember I saw this thing that Jace Shetty said about, and I was like, watching TV is like the lowest form of intimacy. And I was like, we can't watch TV anymore together. Like, da, 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 da. And he was like, I hated that so much. Cause he's like, nothing I love more than just like laying in bed and just like watching TV with you. Like nothing makes me feel more bonded and connected.
Yeah.
So I'd say we're 50-50.
Wow.
So it's Tanya. So Becca, which is it for you?
I would also, we're definitely 50-50, but like sometimes I tend to be more needier. Like when she's gone, I especially am way needier. When one of us is gone, the person who's at home is needier. But in general, I feel like we're very equally unhealthily obsessed with each other. Like literally sometimes I'm like, are we okay? It's been almost 6 years. Why are we still like...
That's cute.
To an extent, but it's just like...
I guess now I take it back. I am needier.
Yeah, we knew.
Yeah.
Easton?
I think me. Yeah, because like the time we spend apart, it's if I'm not working, I'm with her. That's I go on a bike ride like once every 2 weeks without her. That's basically it.
Right.
And Allison does plenty of stuff without me, and she is fine.
She's just okay. She's fine with it.
Yeah, she knows I'll be there. Yeah. You know?
We've given no advice to this
person. Sorry. Okay, sorry. So
how do you find time to be alone? Yourself?
I think that.
Well, how do you make the transition work better?
But I here's what I would do if I was like, I need some space from, like, if I was like, I want to have my own thing, I would just say, I love you so much, and I am so excited about this new phase of our relationship together, and I love that we're finally in the same place. And I also still am an independent person, and I'm adjusting to, you know, coexisting in the same space. So if I need space, or I want to watch a TV show on my own, I don't want you to ever feel like it has anything to do with me not loving you, or, you know, not being happy about this move. It's just, I'm in this transition of like going from living by myself to living with you. And mm-hmm. I don't want to also lose the things that I love to do without you.
Oh, so sad.
Really? I feel like I'd handle so that sad. Well.
I'd handle it not well. I would. I'm just going
to
be honest.
Okay. Well, what would you need to hear to handle it well? Nothing. She's like, don't need space.
Don't need space. But I think it just, I don't know. Like, I think it happens naturally. You know what I mean? Like, I work out on my own. I mean, sometimes we love to work out together, but like during the week, our work schedules are so different. So we work out separately. So it's like, that's something that I enjoy doing. That's important to me that I do without him. Do you know what I mean? Like, we do stuff without each other. I just feel like it just kind of falls into place.
Well, this is interesting because it feels like it should be easy because she wants to watch shows that he doesn't have interest in. So it should be like, hey,
I'm sure there are shows he would like to watch that she doesn't have interest in. Like Halo, for example. Right. Everyone's talking about Halo. Oh. I have no interest in Halo, but they say it's good. But that seems like a show he would want to watch that maybe you don't want to watch.
Well, then maybe what you can do is you can encourage him to have like a boys' night. Like, go say, hey, why don't you go and have a boys' night on Tuesday with your friends, and then you can stay home and watch your shows. That's what happens with us, but I don't end up watching anything. I'll just, like, play with Sunny.
But what if he's like, I want to hang out with you. I don't want to go have a boys' night.
Then you go and have a girls' night, and you can go to your best friend's house and watch shows there. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, but you can't, like, say, like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my best... Like, if your best friend's busy... Like, when she needs time in her own home, she should be able to say, I'm going to go into the room and watch this, and I just want to have me time. And that not be hurtful.
No, I get it. I mean, I understand. In theory, it sounds easy.
But yeah, it's going to hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
If she wants to catch up on Vanderpump Rules and he doesn't want to watch that show, she should be able to watch it.
I agree.
Right.
But why is that? If I don't know. I think if Haley was like, I'm going to watch the show and I didn't want to watch it, I'd be like... Enjoy.
But like, it naturally happens in our house. So like, on when it was football season, every Sunday he was in the living room watching it, and I didn't have any interest. So I would just go about my day. I would like go work out, and I would do my thing. And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just, if he came to me and said, hey babe, I really need some alone time to watch my bros or whatever, like I would bros. Be, I don't know, I would be like, okay, like, I don't know.
I think it's, I agree though. This has been 2 months. You're still in the very new adjustment phase. I think it's naturally going to go into this place where y'all live together and you have moments where you're together, and then you're going to have moments where he doesn't want to spend every moment together.
Yeah, I agree.
I think.
That's true. It's going to evolve and change.
Yeah.
Like when you're trying to get time with Amy and she's like, nah, son, I need time by myself.
It's not time by yourself. It's time. She's the president of the theater boosters at the high school and vice president of the chorus boosters at the high school. And that is all consuming. She works way harder than I do for $0.
Wow.
And so it's that. It's just like, hey, well, maybe we can watch Survivor because Survivor is our show. And it has been since the summer of 2000. Yeah. That is our show.
Coming back February 20-something.
Like Robbie said, nothing makes me happier than just watching Survivor with her. It's just glorious. But it's rare these days because she's so busy with coordinating the kids' schedules and everything else. So it's not that she's not in one room watching something. I go watch my own stuff because she's just so busy.
See, what, like, if I am not working, I want to spend time with Allison. I want to watch something with her or do something with her. Yeah. But there are times where I'm like, hey, I really want to watch the Warren Beatty, Dick Tracy movie. She does not want to watch that. So I watch it at 5 a.m. or like, while she's asleep. That's what I'll
do. Wow, that is the ultimate sacrifice.
That is crazy.
I'll wake up at 5 a.m. to watch because,
like,
it.
Robbie will watch some of his stuff that I don't care about. You know, he watched, what's that, The Gladiators? There's like a documentary on The Gladiators or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that weird cool. stuff. But he'll watch that stuff if I'm out. Like, if I go out without him, he'll just watch that while I'm out.
I always feel so guilty how excited I, when Allison has plans, I do get excited because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get pizza. I'm going to watch a stupid thing on TV.
Yeah.
But I'm not like begging for her to do, you know, but when those times happen, I take advantage of it.
Well, I was going to say, I think Anonymous, this is going to get to a point where he gets to where he wants his space and he's going to start doing his thing and you're going to be like, wait.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
What about me?
What about me?
But I also want to reiterate that needing space from your partner is a very normal thing. Yeah. I don't think that means anything bad. I think it's just like, and especially when you've lived together by yourself, it's a huge adjustment to move in with somebody
for
else.
Sure.
But good luck. Y'all are going to be great. We have another it's a lot of anonymity.
I wonder if we jump to Nadine's when we come back. Nadine's is really, I love it when Scrubbers go back to old episodes and ask you guys follow-up questions. So
all
maybe
right.
we do that one.
Let's go.
When we come back, because I love that one.
All right. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. Who's the next one, Mark?
Nadine, I love it when Scrubbers go back to the old ones. And Nadine says, and this is so sweet, she says, hello to my favorite podcast ever. I recently went back and started listening to older episodes again and thought it would be fun, now that you're all in long-term relationships, to see if you feel the same way about some advice you gave back in 2018.
Oh my gosh.
This is between January and March of 2018, so 6 years ago. By the way, shocking that 2018 is 6 years ago, but it is. For example, we brought up double texting. You both said hard no on double texting. Nope, you said no. I will not do a double blue text. Where do you stand now?
I'm going to go back to that tape because I've been double texting Becca since yonder.
Is this about relationships?
I think it's in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm totally fine with double. I'm fine with quadruple texting.
Yeah,
but
I'm fine with it.
I'm trying to think of, it's so funny thinking about when.
The rules we made.
Well, also, yeah, and how I remember thinking when, like Haley and I first met the day, I was literally just thinking about this, the day after we kissed for the first time, I was like, I feel like I have to play it cool. Like, I can't be the one that's like, hey, because I like didn't sleep that night. I was like so excited. And I waited all day for her to text me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a loser. I kept like checking my phone over and over again. And then she texted me and she was like, hey, like, what are you doing? And I was on a walk with Brittany. And I was like, oh, I'm just on a walk. How's your day? And she was like, oh, well, I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to say hi. I literally haven't stopped thinking about you since last night. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so worth the wait. But I was like so worried that I was having to play it cool for no reason.
Yeah, but you do have to play it cool. Who knows if you wouldn't have played it cool, where would you be today?
You'd be in this exact same place.
Yeah, I think it was just different when it's the person, you know? When it's the right person.
You can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
That's good advice. Go, Tanya. So I think I'm fine with it now, but I do stand by. I do, like, Tanya will text me sometimes. You know what you've been doing lately that I don't really...
The hi?
Yeah.
The hi's so cute. It's like, hi.
No, I'm fine with hi. I say, she goes, hi, and I go, hi. And she goes, hi.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm done.
How long are we doing this?
But then she said, miss you. And I'm like, that I can respond to. But the hi, hi,
why
hi.
The hi? Just tell me what you want in the first text.
First of all, it's not want. I just want her love. I don't want anything.
Yeah, you want my love.
Yeah.
I respond when you say, do you love me? I always respond when you say that.
But that alone. I mean, come on. Really?
What, do you love me?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that
that's
a text
just...
worth sending?
Look, when you are an anxious attachment style like myself, you need reassurance from time to time.
Oh,
no,
Robbie
but the
gets
highs,
those,
what
he?
I'm
yes,
saying
oh,
are that
yeah.
the highs don't get anywhere. We don't get anywhere with
right.
the high.
High, high,
right,
high.
I just think they're cute. Like, hi.
Okay,
noted.
So anyway.
Next
we'll
one.
Send those to
so
someone
you,
else.
Wait, so you were all about double text and you're still all about double text. Is where we are with that.
Well, you were both nope in 2018. Now you're both yup. Sounds
yeah.
like. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bring it on. Green. Blue.
Speaking to your partner while dating every single day. Tanya said yes, yes, yes. And Becca was a hard no.
What?
I stand by that.
That makes sense. You then, that makes sense. You now, I think you would disagree with that.
Yeah, I would. I would say yes. In fact, going back to another story, Haley, I remember texting me and she was like trying to figure out where, like what we were doing and what our relationship was. And she was like, I just normally, if I'm like talking to someone, I don't text every single day. And I was like, this is when I really had to play cool. I was like, oh yeah, we don't have to text every day. Like you can text me as much as you want.
Yeah, whatever.
And then by the end of the conversation, she's like, well, I do want to text every day. And I was like, okay, then let's text every day. So I've transformed in that.
Well, I think it's because the people you were dating back then, you were not nearly as head over heels as you are for Haley.
Yeah, just different.
So back then you were kind of like, every day seems like a lot. Where now you're like, bring it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day, all day.
All day.
Yeah.
Farting or going number two in front of your partner. In 2018, you both said nope. Tanya?
Silent but deadly. Oh, SBDs only.
So I do not... poop in front of him still. It happened one time.
By accident. Yes,
so that I still am a hard no on.
Wait, what happened by accident?
I pooped in front of him on accident.
Why on, how on accident?
Because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just.
She thought she was just peeing in front of
him. I was just peeing, yeah. And then it just came, and then I was like, it's gone.
It's come and gone.
So I still stand by the pooping.
Has that changed your policy on peeing in front of him? Because that could happen again.
No, we have one bathroom. I have to pee in front of him.
You don't have to.
Yes, I do. Let me tell you something. I do.
You have one bathroom in the whole house.
No, there's two.
There's two.
So why not go to the other one?
Because sometimes I'm naked. I can't go downstairs.
Why can't you shut the door?
What do you mean shut the door? In the bathroom?
When you're peeing. Yeah.
I do shut the door when I'm peeing, but like he'll be brushing his teeth. You guys, you not like do things in your bathroom aside from peeing and pooping?
I just think I would wait before. Like if Haley's peeing, I'm going to wait to you scrape your tongue while he's peeing.
Yeah.
Just bacteria all in there.
Whatever.
We don't do any excretions in front of each other.
Really?
No.
That seems.
Any? I don't mind. I like.
Any.
Wow.
I don't mind. Like, if we go into like let's say we're on a road trip and we stop and there's like a bathroom that's like one of the big, you know, like individual bathrooms.
Yeah.
We'll just go in together. I'll pee in front of her. But I'm not like, I typically will choose to wait.
But like, okay, let's say we wake up, we're going to workout class. We have 20 minutes to do everything quick. You got to just get in there and do it.
I don't think
we live our lives on the go, baby. No,
but you don't. So if we had 20 minutes to get ready for something, I would go to a different bathroom. She can have the bathroom with the shower and everything, so she can do all the things she has to do. I don't have to do a lot. I change clothes. I brush my hair. I'm ready to go. I can do that in any bathroom.
You don't scrape your tongue. Shave.
I shave in the shower.
Floss.
No, I floss on my own.
Clean your ears.
I do all that solo.
Take your olive oil shot.
I don't do that in front of anybody.
Must be nice in your house.
Okay, and then, so yeah. But what have you done now that farting he can smell?
I have to hold it. It's so annoying.
You just have to.
I just hold it now.
You don't go to the bathroom and do.
Yeah, I'll go to. If I really have to, I'll go to the bathroom and
walk away.
Don't you hate it when you hold it and it goes away? Because then you're like, oh, where'd that go?
That's going in my body. Yeah, that's not good. What about you?
No, we just.
You're still no.
Yeah.
Wow. No on both.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep the romance alive.
I mean, sometimes it's happened, but it's not. There's never like, let's see how loud I can do this.
Ew, no, I don't do that either.
You don't have contests?
Well, she was doing them secretly.
Right. Yeah. But they're silent. And I'm not trying to be like, look at how big I can do it.
Sometimes the silent ones are way worse than the loud
ones. I know, but.
Look how big I can do it.
And finally, Nadine says, talking to exes while in a relationship. In 2018, you both said it would be a discussion with your current partner, but questioned why they needed to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever really talk to Robert, but if I do, I normally, like Haley knows about it. Like I was talking, she was talking about wanting to do like breath work. And I remember Robert had told me that he was doing breath work. And so I told her, I was like, oh, Robert had mentioned that. And she goes, oh, will you ask him who he used? Right. So, you know, it's very like communicative.
Yeah.
But I'm not like talking to Robert 24/7.
Yeah. I think that's so weird.
Yeah. It'd be weird. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Looks like you haven't devolved on that one. That one stayed right where it was. Thank you, Nadine, for the walk down memory lane.
Yeah, that was great. Makes me want to go listen to old podcasts.
But isn't it nice? What a great place you're both in 6 years later.
So crazy.
It is crazy.
Who knew? Literally, who would have known?
Not me.
Wouldn't have predicted either.
Wait, I was randomly thinking about Dr. W because that was like y'all dated for a while, right?
Yeah.
For how long?
I'm not that long, honestly.
But like how long? I was trying to figure
months?
Out.
Months? Definitely not a year. Yeah. It was months.
Okay.
I actually do still talk to him, but like not like talk to him, but the girl that I get my facials, she does them in his office.
Yeah.
So I see him from time to time, yes. And I actually do reach out to him for like recommendations for stuff in that area, but Robbie knows and he doesn't. There's nothing like...
Yeah, Robbie doesn't get jealous.
At all.
Except for Harry Styles.
Like that guy is securely attached, let me tell you.
I understand why.
I mean, that guy is not rocked by anything. He could see like... Elvis Presley pop up on my phone or whatever.
Who's
like
so strange?
Not a good example, but like who's like the hottest guy in the world?
Elvis Presley.
No, who's the hottest?
Well, like Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi could be texting me, and Robbie would be like,
"No, he got jealous over the Harry Styles thing."
Yeah,
but so I think like, Harry Styles. If Harry Styles
was texting me, yeah, that's true.
Is that it?
That's it. That's our email episode. I hope people enjoyed it.
That was fun. I had a great time doing that. Yeah, send in your troubles. Anything you need advice on.
Send in your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Comments.
Comments, concern. Well, no concerns.
Sure. Yeah, keep those to yourself.
Complaints.
Yeah, complaints.
Just
please.
Write those on like the Instagram post. We don't do it on our Apple's podcast reviews. Please, only positive things.
I haven't lived there in a minute.
Requests.
Yeah, requests. That's anything great. You would like to see us do. Yeah, we love that.
Yeah. Suggestions. If there's shows you think we should be watching, we love a suggestion.
We never follow up.
That's not true. If somebody messaged me and was like, because you like Love Island, you should try Love Island. I think there's an Africa or Australia.
Are you still watching this traitor show?
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Parvati got kicked off.
Wow.
So if she's listening, please come on our podcast.
Yeah, we were waiting for her
Parvati
to finish.
Shallow on this show.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
That would be great.
That's a double hit for
double
you.
Hitter.
Survivor
yeah.
and traitors.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she got sent home. And Peter the pilot is really doing some things.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
Pilot Pete.
I never thought he had much of like anything really going on. Like, I don't know. That came off wrong, but
I met him a couple times. I'll say that. He is very boring to me.
Yeah. And like, he's coming off very like, he's like in it and has all these theories and they offered to make him a traitor. And he was like, no, he's like noble. I'm like, damn, like he's going to get some tail after this show.
Gonna get some tail.
Also part of an airplane. Maybe she was going for
that. Yeah, that was nice. I don't think that was intentional, but it was good.
I don't know if that's what he's going for, but he's coming off good.
I think he does
well
for himself in that. I think that was kind of,
I'd love to have him on the podcast too.
Well, Easton just said he was boring.
Not after this show.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch The Traitors and change my mind about Peter Weber.
Yes, you watch it.
Send anything you'd like to send us via email. Again, that is scrubbingin@iheartradio.com
or iheartmedia.com.
There you have it.
If you have autofill turned on.
We love you so much. Have a great weekend.
Love you.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.